What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay. Sharks at the Habs. They're going on the road. I don't have any road jokes. I got roadhead jokes, but I don't know. Seems poor. Seems out of taste for the content, boys.
That's not possible.
True. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with JD as always. The doggy style to my up against the wall. I don't know. I didn't want to say missionary. Speaking of missionary, boy, the Habs suck.
You're Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I reflected during the music. Missionary doesn't suck. You just got to know how to do it better and like vary it up, like over the edge of the bed and stuff like that. I would like the record to reflect. Missionary does not suck. The Habs suck. You gotta help me out here, man. Talk about
every time I try to talk, you always yell at me to mute my mic. So
no, because I was doing the intro. When I'm doing the intro, I'm vibing with myself. But like, I can hear one of your children, so I know that you have at least done "Lady on Her Back" one time.
two sex trophies.
I don't know what you did the other time. I'm just assuming once.
I got nothing.
Cool. We're the content boys. We are completely insane. Hello, corporate. I hope corporate Kane comes down and tells us that we're not doing this right. Sharks at Habs. The Sharks are going on the road for the first time this season. It's game two. They're obviously coming off a huge win.
Whoop, whoop.
If we must brag, the brand was strong.
Always
Rudy,
is.
E5, The Lord, Timo,
Carlson.
Ragnarok Carlson.
Yeah.
So the Montreal, weird schedule. That they start off against Winnipeg at home, then go on a 5-game road trip to like Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, Boston. I think Nashville's in there, something like that. Very odd. But the Montreal Canadiens are mired in a 3-game losing streak to start the season. And not just a 3-game losing streak. They lost to the Leafs on opening night.
It's fine. That's fine. Leafs are good. Yes.
They got speed bagged by Buffalo.
I've heard that the NHL is considering breaking up the Sabres because they are too good for this world. So, yes.
And then they lost to the Rangers.
The Sharks.
How is that a thing?
I don't know. The Sharks.
How do you get speed bagged? You went to the finals.
Yeah.
You get speed bagged.
You don't have Carey Price.
He keeps saying speed bagged.
Yes. You don't have Carey Price anymore. But no, the Sharks have played one game, they've scored 4 goals. The Canadians have played 3 games and scored 3 goals.
One of these things is not like the other one.
Yes.
God, the Habs just reek, right? Like, they are rank.
Yeah, they had a kind of a brutal offseason, you know? Like, so they... Carey Price is, of course, out. Shane Weber is... dead, I guess. I don't know what.
Yeah, he's gonna be permanently retired.
Yeah, they have the whole thing with them and the Hurricanes with you know.
Beef was sweet. They drafted Logan Mailloux.
Yeah.
Mark Bergevin is hiding about his Chicago involvement with their sexual assault stuff.
Yeah.
Good. They lost Thomas Tatar because they just were like, whatever. We don't like you, even though he's good. They traded for Christian Dvorak. Lots of good stuff. The lines that they're Dvorak's good.
Yeah.
The lines that they're rolling with right now, the most up-to-date lines we have is Drouin, Dvorak, Josh Anderson, Armia, Nick Suzuki, Cole Caulfield, Tyler Toffoli, Jake Evans, Brendan Gallagher, Matthew Perreault, Cedric Paquette, Arturi Lehkonen. Their defense is Alexander Romanov, Jeff Petrie. This wild top pair.
Yes.
Ben Chiarot, David Savard, Brett Kulak, Chris Weidman. Their goalies are Jake Allen and Samuel Montembeau until homeboy gets back.
Yeah.
So the thing with Montreal is that their top nine is actually pretty solid.
Yes.
Drouin, Dvorak, Anderson is a good line.
Yes.
Armia, Suzuki, Caulfield is a good line. Toffoli, yes. Evans, Gallagher is a good line. The fourth line is, I like Arturi Lehkonen, and I like Matthew Perreault, but I'm not big on Cedric Paquette down the middle. The Habs are missing Mike Hoffman. He's still out with injury after they signed him. He got hurt, so he'll bump in there to one of those spots. I'm assuming that like Toffoli will go to the second line, Hoffman will go to the third, and then Armia to the fourth or something like that. I don't know, but they're missing Hoffman. They have a good top nine. They can hurt you. Their defense, oh, it's stinky. Jeff Petrie's what, a top 10 defenseman in the league?
He's good. Sniffs, he's very good.
Around the Norris. Romanov's only in his second season, and he's all offense. You want to watch like a Russian baby Burns or a Russian baby Carlson, where it's just like, no, we're going forward, never backwards, twirling towards offense.
Spinning towards, yes.
Towards offense. They refuse to play Brett Kulak more than they should, even though they have to.
Yeah.
This is a team that's lining up David Savard and Chris Weidman as their second and third right defenseman.
Oof.
I don't know if you know this, but Chris Weidman played in the KHL last year.
Oof.
It's not great.
No.
I don't know, I'm Scottish.
Yeah, and then especially without, you know, Carey Price back there to clean up all anything. Like, Jake Allen's fine, but, like, he's not Carey Price. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Sharks might have a good chance at this. And, Kyle, if I were to want to bet on the Sharks in this game, where do you think I should go?
BetOnline.ag, baby. They're back and better than ever. Hockey's back. I don't know if it's better than ever, but hockey's back.
It is better than ever. I can confirm. The Sharks are fun again.
The Sharks are fun. You can bet on lots of Shark stuff. Will they beat the Habs by how many? One goal, two goal, three goal, five goals, seven plus goals. That'd be fun. Obviously, you can bet on William Eklund winning the Calder over Cole Caulfield. It's happening. Cole Caulfield, he of 0 points. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all sports action. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football, hockey, basketball. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus from football, basketball, boxing, Aussie rules football, Gaelic hockey, hurling. I'm sure they have that. Your favorite Vegas casino game, maybe Hialeah. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easy way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Does this sound familiar to you? You got one device that lets you catch the game live, another lets you stream your favorite shows, you watch sports highlights on your phone, you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before. So you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible devices required. Content varies by package. So, Kyle, we feel that the Sharks have a good chance here to take advantage of a suspect Canadiens defense.
Yeah. I think the way that the Sharks played on Saturday against the Jets, if they can carry over that, I don't want to say momentum because momentum is not really real, but if they carry over that level of play, Hurdle and Meyer jumping into scrums, Middleton fighting people, E5 breaking ankles, just it, that what they've started, they need to keep doing that in these games. And especially against a team that's pretty bad right now in Montreal,
mm-hmm.
You can feast. Like, is Thomas Hurdle really scared of Brett Kulak and Dennis Savard on the third pair? I don't think so.
No.
I don't even think he's scared of Romanov Petrie. Like, Petrie's great, don't get me wrong, but like, if they can get past some of their forwards, obviously, like, Brendan Gallagher's super annoying. Nick Suzuki's turning into a superstar two-way center. These guys know what they're doing. Matthew Perreault is a great depth piece. Joel Armia is a great depth piece. If they can get past some of these guys and get into the offensive zone and really break down the Habs defense, I don't see why they can't score on Sam Montembeault or Jake Allen.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the thing. It's going to be if the Sharks can hopefully get kind of take advantage of some of these defensive players, because like you, the lines, you feel like the forwards is kind of a wash between the two. But I think the Sharks can take advantage of the Canadiens defense, and, you know, and I think Jake Allen, like, you know, him and Hill, it's probably pretty even, you know, between the two goalies. Yep. You might give Hill, Jake Allen a slight advantage because he's a little bit longer.
Exactly. And he was really good last year, and he actually played really well against the Leafs.
Yeah. You know, but like I think this should be a pretty evenly matched game between the two, but I like the way the Sharks are playing coming out of the one game, and the Habs are, I don't know if they're having a Stanley Cup hangover or it's just they're unable to find their offense right now. I think so. And another, like, a big thing too is I want to see, I think the Sharks have an advantage on the special teams. So the Canadiens power play is scored 0.0% of their power play opportunities this year.
That's zero.
That's pretty bad. And then their penalty kill is only given up 61.5%. Again, I know it's a small sample size, but those aren't good trends, especially for a Sharks power play that looked really good in their first game. So in the penalty kill, I thought was really active as well. So if the 5-on-5 play is pretty even, but I think the Sharks can take advantage of the special teams. I think that's where they're going to have to do in this game.
And the Habs too take their 12th in penalty minutes. I think they're up to 8.7. A little skewed probably by fights and stuff like that, but still they're 12th. Everybody's played a couple games at this point now. So if the Habs commit some infractions and the newly skilled power play of the Sharks can make them pay, that's where you got it. The one thing with Montreal's penalty kills, it led the league in shorthanded goals last year and already off to a start where they've got some chances. So
yeah, and the Sharks gave up a shorthanded one.
Yeah, to Andrew Kopp, who's worse at the penalty kill than the dudes Montreal's rolling out there. So yeah, a little dangerous there. I'm not super concerned about this game. I think the Sharks should win, but I understand if they go on the road for the first time. Montreal's going to be – listen, you don't want to go – it's dumb because you don't want to go 0-4. You don't want to go 0-5, you know, obviously. But like at 0-3 at this point, they're back home. They got to make something happen. They got to do something. It's becoming obvious. Like getting speed bagged by Buffalo is not
– drink.
Yeah. Get like – and they looked bad. It's not like they got a couple lucky goals and got some on breaks. They were bad. They were straight up bad against Buffalo. So coming
and
in,
like I was watching that Rangers game too, and like Ryan Reeves was like taking it to the Canadians. Like that is something you don't say very often. So
He may be a dinosaur in the hockey game these days, but
yes,
if he's beating you up, then you got something wrong. And so the Habs should come out with some fire. They should come out with some life. They should be trying their hardest to get anything going. So the Sharks have to be careful for that first minute jump, that first 5-10 minutes of the first period jump and the Sharks and the Habs to be pushing for something. But again, at the same time, all it takes is one E5 goal or one E5 setup and the Sharks are on top. So not concerned. Do you think the Sharks go back to Aiden Hill?
Yeah, especially with a couple days off, and then they have another game. They play the Senators on Thursday, so I would expect to see Hill on Tuesday, and then I think we'll see Reimer's debut this season on Thursday. So that would be my guess. So, but
yeah, I don't see why you would go away from Hill right after the Winnipeg game.
No.
There's no reason this early to switch up. And even if you want to get Reimer in to a couple games, you could go Hill here and then Reimer for the next two.
Yeah.
It's a 5-game road trip. Do you think Hill's going to start the majority of the games on the 5-game road trip, or do you think it'll be Reimer getting more work?
I think, since it's 5-game.
If you count Winnipeg, like, are they going to come out of this road trip at 3-3? Or is it going to be like a 4-2 situation?
I think it's going to be a 4-2 situation. I think they want to get Hill feeling confident I know there's some tough games, but there's some games.
Who better to feel confident against than the Habs and the Senators?
There you go. So, I think, you know, you made that trade. You want to make this kid your goaltender of the future. And I think getting him off to a good start is the best way to do that. Do you think, Kyle, are they going to take a plane, or do you think they're going to drive there?
I think they're going to plane, but then they're going to have a rental car.
Okay. So, I mean, you wouldn't need to buy parts for your rental car, but if you did, where would you go?
Clearly, I'd go to Rock Auto. And this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. There's so many cars. JD, what do you drive? A Mustang?
Mustang.
What does Stephanie drive?
Kia Sorento.
I drive a Honda Accord Sport. Girl I'm seeing is getting a Mazda CX-5. Mm. I'm looking at getting an Audi Q5. It's impossible for the local auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. It's impossible. So why endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questions? Is your Mustang the highest trim? Is your Honda a 4-cylinder or a 6-cylinder or a V6? And wait while the person behind the computer goes click, clack, click, clack, click, clack, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have a computer. We have computers in our pockets. Here's my pocket computer right here. I can just do it myself by going to rockauto.com. That way I can save time and save money. Why choose to spend 30, 50, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a dealership? Fuel pumps are like 500 Trudeau bucks. From Rock Auto, it's like 300 Trudeau bucks. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, so you know that they care about you. They have everything you could need. There's so many parts to a car. Brakes, tail lamps, motor oil, new carpet, windscreen, windscreen wipers, fuel caps. I don't know. You might lose that. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find a solution to all your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "locked on" in their "how did you hear about us" box so they know how we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Right there. My biggest takeaway is you called them windscreens instead of windshields.
That's because the girl I'm seeing is Australian.
Yes.
It's rubbing off on me. Yeah.
But all right. So what are we looking for going into this game other than just continuing the good vibes?
I would like to see Dalene get on the score sheet. Nice. He was robbed against the Jets. Hellebuck stole his soul. When he should have had his thing. And I would like to see the Erik Karlsson comeback tour continue pumping. I think one game is great. Two games is even better. And a whole week of good games is a trend. So I would like to see Erik Karlsson continue his stellar play from last game. It would be nice if he piped in a goal. Obviously, it's not most important. He did get an assist last game. But I would like to see him continue to show that he's going to be a top pair guy or some semblance of that, somebody they can rely on, a game changer, rather than a guy we're like, whoa, this could be bad.
Yeah. I want to see Couture kind of get going. I thought he played pretty well, but he was a little quiet, it felt like, on Saturday night. So I'd like to see him get going, especially because if you have Hurdle doing Hurdle things and the Couture kind of getting back to what he can do, seeing that nice 1-2 down the center would be great. I want to see the power play continue to click. They looked really good. I know the Jets can be the Jets are supposed to be a playoff caliber team. So I want to see if the power play continues to look good. That way it's not a mirage, you know, so especially after the last couple of years where the power play has looked not great. So that's kind of the big things I'm looking forward to in this game.
Yeah. I think those are good things too. Obviously when we do this for the previews, we want to see the Sharks win if they're going to go for the playoffs or whatever. So we're not going to sit here and be like, I would like to see the Sharks win, or I would like to see Hurdle score 5 goals. We're going to try to
give
yes, but we're going to try to give you some more in-depth key things to look at.
Yeah.
Last game, all of the rookie guys played good numbers, which is what I was looking for last game. So it's stuff like that we're going to try to help you focus in on for these games when you're watching. How many points does E5 have?
One.
I like it. The Lord? Technically, the Lord is ahead for the Calder race.
The Lord is ahead.
2 points. Or,
you know what? Give me 2 for E5. I think he gets a goal and assist.
What's that meme? Tired E5 for Calder, wired Lord Jasper for Calder.
Yes.
Inspired Jonathan Dahlin.
Santeria Hataka, baby. That's the inspired one. Does Hataka play? No, I don't think they changed.
You think Hataka plays? I don't think they play after that first game. I think we see Hataka. If the problem is that Middleton did the fight and the coaches get their little half chubs for that. Or so, or big half chubs. I don't know. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah, I don't think we won't see a lineup change until something happens. And even because we're recording this on Sunday, like the lines were all the same today. So like even Barabanov, and like he's not getting in yet.
Gudjojevic, yeah.
So, but yeah, I think. Back to your question, Lord Jasper. I'll give him an assist. So
he probably gets held off here. How many goals do you think the Sharks score? What do you think the score of this game is?
Let's go four. I'm going to go 4-1 and keep the Canadians on their
one. I was going to say 5-1.
Yeah, I think the Sharks are going to really be able to take advantage of a pretty sloppy Canadians team right now that can't seem to find its traction. So,
yeah, I think they're going to get Columbia necktied by the Sharks. It's exciting.
Oh, it's fun.
The Sharks are frisky. They're doing stuff. They have some juice.
The vibes.
It's all yeah. The they vibes. Got the. So you're feeling good. Like you go on a date. You come home. You send a little like I'm home safe text message. You go to bed. You wake up the next morning. You have a shower. And you're like, damn. It feels good to be a gangster.
Yes.
If you would like to send us any contrived metaphors, you can do that at Locked On Sharks. Speaking of, somebody just tweeted us the In-N-Out Fries Wars continues unabated. But this is a new combatant has entered the chamber. Where we go? Hold on. Where is it? Alex_Frolik on Twitter doesn't have a picture as zero. This might be a burner. This might be Steve's burner. The guy that's pro In-N-Out Fries. He made a burner.
Hold on. Doesn't follow us.
11 following 11 people. The San Jose Sharks. John Frusciante. Edward Norton. Leonardo DiCaprio. What is this followers list? POTUS45, which is the archive of his tweets. Tahoe Rhodes. Two separate Dan Carlin accounts. Ralph Acampora CMT. Interstate 80 Tahoe and Dropbox.
Dropbox has 4 million followers.
How do you follow John Frusciante and Dropbox?
I don't know, man.
Anyway, Alex said, did you guys say French fries at In-N-Out are not good with an exclamation and a question mark? What are you talking about? We're talking about fries, my guy.
Yeah.
They cut the potatoes right in front of you. Not frozen. Some of the better fries in any fast food place.
No, man.
So we have a new challenger. A new combatant has entered the ring. Not a compelling.
Our legacy case. Is going to be saving the franchise and starting French Fry Wars.
For it. It's funny because this tweet came in right after somebody tweeted at us the Barney Gumble took it to my veins tweet. So it's just playing in the corner of my eye. Anyway. Alex, I think the evidence is mounting against In-N-Out. You might have to connect with Steve and come up with a PowerPoint, possibly a presentation. You can send it to us. I'll read it. We'll do an episode. If you want to make a PowerPoint, an actual PowerPoint of the merits of In-N-Out French fries, we will do a whole episode on it. You can see it on YouTube. So subscribe to YouTube if you want that to happen. You can also probably listen to that dumb episode on Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Ham Radio, Japanese Shortwave Radios, CB Radio, all sorts of googly old Marconi's original radio. We're everywhere. We're in record stores. Check us out. Facebook, Instagram, Locked On Sharks. JD's putting up all our work there if you want to talk to us there about French fries or Jonah Gudjojevic or the Lord and Savior, William Eklund, praise be. You can do that. If you would like to... talk to JD directly because you have something wrong with you. You can do that at my fry hole.
Kyle is at Kyle Demetrius. He's still waiting for that Jeff Friesen jersey. So
yeah, hell yeah. I made a meme today. I made you do it, but I made the meme.
Yes. That's how the content boys works. Yes.
Yeah. I'm the ideas, man.
So
Succession. We're recording this for Successions. Season 3 debuts tonight. And much like Connor Roy, I am entering the ideas primary. And then JD makes it happen. JD makes it happen. No more emails because we're doing this back-to-back. So listen to all the emails yesterday. LockedOnSharks@gmail.com if you'd like to email us. I'm sure people will want to now. I don't know how we did this, but congrats to you.
We started reading them. That's why.
We needed content. Content boys needed content. Anyway, we'll be back recapping Sharks at Canadiens. Oh, why did I say it like that? We'll be back recapping Sharks at Canadiens tomorrow. So stay tuned to Locked on Sharks.
Go check out the Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And thanks for making us your first listen. And get beer from the beer store.
Bye, friends.